Sometime in the next 24 hours, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke is expected to recommend what, if any, changes he thinks should be made to Maine's Katahdin Woods and Waters National Monument. Friday marks the one-year anniversary since the monument's designation by President Obama, and supporters have a celebration and fundraiser planned. But as Susan Sharon reports, the party could turn into a strategy session, depending on Zinke's decision.
Katahdin Woods and Waters is one of 27 monuments that came under review by order of President Trump in April. Monuments created by previous presidents since 1996, larger than 100,000 acres in size, or those that were perceived by Trump as having insufficient public participation, made the list. Since then, Zinke has completed reviews of six of them without making any changes. He didn't offer much insight about why. But during a visit to Maine's monument in June, he gave some strong hints about what he might recommend here.
We have an opportunity to do something different here, and you can harvest timber, you can hunt, you can respect traditional uses in the confines of a monument or a park.
Currently managed by the National Park Service, the monument does not allow commercial timber harvesting on its nearly 88,000 acres. Hunting is restricted to certain areas, as are snowmobiles and ATVs. And that bothers Bob Myers, executive director of the Maine Snowmobile Association.
We'd like to see some rational management of it. I mean, it's kind of a big nothing burger right now. You know, we and many other groups advocated for having the state of Maine manage it.
In written comments to the federal government, Myers' group, along with the Maine Forest Products Council, argued that the state of Maine has the expertise and knows the lay of the land when it comes to traditional uses of the property. But most of the 192,000 comments received, more than 99% of them, according to an analysis by the Natural Resources Council of Maine, support keeping the monument the way it is.
So we hope that they will essentially leave it alone as the public has asked.
Kathy Johnson, a senior staff attorney with the NRCM, says increased tourism in the Katahdin region has helped local businesses over the past year. She says allowing certain activities like logging in the monument or changing how it's managed could turn those visitors away. And there's another looming issue, whether the Interior Department has the legal authority to undertake such action.
If they try and do some of these things just on their own, we will definitely be looking at our legal options because we don't think that they have the legal authority to do that.
During his June visit to Maine, Secretary Zinke told reporters he was confident there was a way forward with the monument. This is a part of the state that has been pummeled by the loss of papermaking jobs and mills. Some residents, along with Governor Paul LePage, take issue with the fact that philanthropist and Burt's Bees co-founder Roxanne Quimby was able to purchase the property from a former timber company and fulfill her dream to donate it to the federal government. LePage has described the property as a mosquito-infested wasteland, and he said its monument designation by President Obama demonstrates that rich, out-of-state liberals can force their unpopular agenda on the Maine people against their will. But Zinke says the two sides are not far apart.
I think you have to respect the local culture and work together because this property and this investment is worth, you know, finding a plan that everyone gets along with.
That may be a tall order. As part of the gift to the federal government, the Quimby family's foundation included a $20 million endowment with a pledge to raise another $20 million more. The family has indicated that that gift would be rescinded if significant changes are made to their vision for the land. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.